This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 162, and my name is Derek Gallimore. So we have Chris Buckham back with us of Kooi, which is a high-touch, high-value BPO plus a kind of brain training and management training program. We interviewed Chris previously in episodes 156 and 159, if you want to listen to those backstories. In this episode, we sort of look at the future of outsourcing, how it's evolving, and also we talk, as most people are, about AI and how that's going to affect the outsourcing sector here in the Philippines and the world generally. So it's a really interesting conversation. I certainly learnt a lot, and I'm sure you will enjoy. If you want to get in touch with Chris or know any more about Kooi, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/162. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm lucky enough to be joined by Chris Buckham again of Kooi. Hi, Chris, how are you?
Hi, Derek. Good, thanks.
Good. And we have spoken previously to Chris, as I mentioned just in the intro there. So please do go back and listen to those. But Chris is a fellow Australian. We actually live in the same suburb of Manila. And Chris has relatively recently co-funded and co-founded a startup in the outsourcing space in a sort of high-touch, high-value BPO, but then also in brain-based coaching and facilitation. So, fantastic to have you on board, Chris. I suppose you're much better at introducing yourself than I. Do you want to just give people a brief background as to how you got here?
Yeah, sure, Derek. So I've been here for 10 years. And I met my wife, Pia, who's the co-founder of Kooi. We got married now. I have two young boys, so the Philippines is an integral part of my life now. I love it here. I've always loved living here. And we started the company a year ago to get out and run brain-based coaching programs with companies here and abroad. And also we have a boutique BPO of our own with a handful of clients. And we really focus there on what I'd probably call a higher end kind of experience. We spend a lot of time with them. Pia and I are very hands-on, which we enjoy. We like being in the detail. I remember our first client when we were in middle of the migration. Pia and I were in there, knocking out expense journals in their accounting system. So quite into the detail, but we enjoy that. And I think our clients appreciate that sort of hands-on approach. And we spend a lot of time face-to-face with them. We get down, we give them all sorts of kind of high-end reporting, and we talk about process improvements and volumes and even some stuff that they potentially don't get to look at themselves in their own management meeting. So that's where we want to try and pitch ourselves and pitch and work with clients who want to go on that journey. We recognize that outsourcing is a journey. It's a big decision to make in the first place. But we're both very passionate about it, having helped big business do it before, about now helping smaller, medium-sized businesses on that journey and to get them to where they want to be. So we're really enjoying it at the moment.
Fascinating. And it really is, there's huge value. And we have spoken to you previously, and you've got a huge corporate background, both yourself and Pia, and you're investing so much of your time and so much of your own professional kind of expertise and knowledge in these outsourcing relationships with the clients. And, this is where I preach that there's huge value in outsourcing, because you're not just getting a bum on a seat, but you're getting this hand-holding and this kind of process sophistication that I think the Philippines is probably now the world leader in. And then also, I find it interesting talking to your sort of business model, where you're a higher touch BPO kind of model. What I've found over the last few years is, outsourcing is becoming quite commoditized, and there's potentially a bit of a race to the bottom, where a lot of clients, they're really just looking at the dollar cost, the per hour cost, the seat cost, and I think they're really kind of missing the point. because, you know, work isn't just about people kind of at the grindstone. It's actually about the output, the quality of output. And I really think with Kui, there's a lot of sort of space in the market for, no doubt, a higher cost, but, you know, it's a better output, it's a higher quality, and you know, sort of offering a lot of expertise along with the hours. Yeah, is that sort of what you, because you know, we spoke previously and you have a vision of keeping it pretty boutique. You don't want to go into the hundreds or thousands of seats. Yeah,
no, that's right. Yeah, we really believe in that model. You know, the companies that our clients are generally family owned, small, medium businesses. So it is a big step for them to go offshore. So, you know, we want to be with them along that process to get the presence here. But then beyond that, we can add a lot of value to their business. And so it's not just about getting the role live in Manila. It's about the ongoing maintenance of the role, of the roles. But also we get in and help them out with just their general transformation onshore, lending advice from doing this for many years in the banking sector, because you ultimately are going through a very large transformation in the sending location. So we can help them with, we give advice and just, you know, support as they're going through that transformation. I think that's really important. And we're very passionate about that. So, I think that there's obviously a market for, you know, getting, you know, rolls over the fence very quickly, etc. I think there needs to be an emphasis on, you know, building that long term partnership between the two organizations.
Cool. And you've seen the market evolve, like, you know, as I mentioned, the outsourcing is sort of only 20 years old, and it's come so far in that time. Previously, I think only 10 years ago, outsourcing really hadn't penetrated the SME market. The SME market is huge in the West. You know, there's about 35 million SMEs that employ about 100 million people. Where do you see this going? Do you see more and more penetration into the SME market? Do you eventually see that every SME outsources? Will it just become more and more normalized? Or do you think that, you know, it could become politically unfavorable and people just then go back home? Where do you see this whole market evolving?
Look, I mean, from the meetings we've done, the travel to different locations, speaking to different businesses, I think it is only going in one direction, and that is more companies taking advantage of this sort of structure, and the different markets, not just in the Philippines clearly, but the different avenues that they have, and cross sectors, and certainly from what I've seen, there are still many, many sectors, say in Australia, for example, that just haven't even started looking at it. Clearly they would be aware of it, but they haven't taken that first step. So I certainly see a big opportunity for the market here and for other offshore markets, to penetrate that SME group. Yeah,
I mean, that's what we're, you know, that's why I get up in the mornings as well, because I just see it as such a huge opportunity, and I just sort of see the biggest hurdle really is getting people familiar with it and comfortable with the concept. You know, it's a kind of one size fits all, in that I think outsourcing can offer incredible value to almost any business model in any sector. But it's just kind of getting people aware, getting people comfortable, and kind of moving them down in that pathway a bit, isn't it? Do you see what are the risks in the market? Because there's a lot of chatter about AI and automation, and it's going to wipe out, I don't know, millions of jobs. And there's potentially outsourcing is in the firing line for that, especially the kind of data entry, the mundane, the high repetitive roles. There's a lot of fear in the Philippines. What are your thoughts on that? Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, look, through our coaching and leadership development programs that we run, a big, one of our themes gets back to empathy and the client experience and the customer experience. And if I think about AI, automation, clearly it's already here, it's already happening. But, you know, So for in a call center, for example, okay, so the first call that came through, or the first, maybe level one, yes, maybe a chatbot, maybe automated to a certain extent. But when you get to that level two, level three, and it becomes a human interaction, I think actually that becomes more and more important over the next few years, because when the agent is having that conversation with, the person in the UK or the US, wherever, the customer is potentially already in a threat state because of, they didn't get the answer they needed at level one, so they a higher level of anxiety, they could be, quite annoyed or quite aggressive. So how that agent reacts and handles that customer, I think, becomes ultra important. And if, things like empathy, demonstrating awareness, I think become really important, rather than just, right, I'm going to follow the KOP. The level two is we say no, sorry, which will only make the situation worse. So I think that there will be automation, no doubt about it. But I think from a customer experience standpoint, it becomes even more important to focus on the people element. This is still a people business and will always be that. And I hope that companies don't lose sight of that, because I think that will be super important. As they go through all their automation, there will still be a need for human connection. That will never go away.
Right. And how do you see things shaping up in the skilled sectors of the Philippines? Because, I actually think there's a bit of a hangover, unfortunately. Like when outsourcing started, it was all call centers. And 20 years ago, it was a pretty rubbish kind of output, because everyone was new at it. But I think people are getting better now. And, as you say, as people improve with their empathy, with their communication styles, with their knowledge of the product and the institution, it only gets better and stronger. But are you seeing generally the Philippines shaping up, their upskilling, and they're kind of keeping pace with the evolution of, sophistication, so that they're not all just kind of going to be wiped out by computers?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think they've taken some really good steps. We've seen a lot of initiatives coming out, whether it's the industry bodies or through government, etc. They've had to adapt very quickly, because I think really the last 10 years has caught a lot of these institutions by surprise, and they've probably had to play catch up to a certain extent. And that will be no different to the impact that AI have. I think they're going in the right direction. I do like some of the initiatives that. But it will be a challenge, absolutely. The skill sets are there, definitely. It's incredible versus 10 years ago, the types of roles that are available and the career paths for a Filipino. And we were talking, I know you and I talked about this the other day, you sit in Ortigas, which is an area where we have clients, a lot of call centers, and you sit there in a cafe at lunchtime, and the conversation next to you, two work colleagues talking about, their KPIs or their efficiency gain targets and these type of things. These are conversations that just didn't exist 10 years ago, because these companies didn't exist in these functions. So it's an incredible opportunity, and I think I hope that the industry bodies and the government can keep up with demand, because I don't see it stopping. And we've also talked about this, Derek, where it is getting out far into far-reaching parts of the country now. It's no longer just a Manila and Cebu game. It's these organisations are popping up all over the country, which is great from in terms of the provincial schools and the opportunities in those communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Because outsourcing is a massive contributor towards the economy. It's 10%+, but it only employs 1 million of a country of about 110 million. So I think there's still a lot of opportunity for the employment to spread and, for this kind of boom to trickle down, which certainly needs to be supported and largely is by the government, isn't it? And I think as well, with your initiatives and your kind of angles in terms of approaching things from a humanist point of view, for using empathy and using those skills which truly only humans can do, it's a pretty kind of powerful mix, isn't it? And has huge potential then for the Philippines, which really excites me.
Yeah, we'd like to think so, and it's something we're very passionate about. I think if we can get that style of thinking being ingrained in more leaders here and igniting that spark, I think that's a great thing for organisations, for teams, and for staff development as they move through their careers in whichever function they're in. To have that, have that side of their leadership being improved, I think is really important.
Absolutely. Now, thank you so much for your insight. And yeah, really does get me excited talking about the kind of future potential of outsourcing, both for the SMEs for the West, but also for the future of Philippines. So thank you for joining me. If people want to get in touch with you or want to know more about QE or your training, how can they do that?
Through our website, MyQE, MYCOOE.biz. There's information on there about our training programs and our small boutique BPO. Love to talk to people, give more information. Pierre and I will happily meet at any time. We're also on Facebook. So
fantastic. And all of those details will be in the show notes. Thank you so much, Chris.
Derek, thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay, that was Chris Buckham of QE. If you want to get in touch with Chris or know any more about QE, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/162. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us or ask us anything, then drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.